Welcome to Yachting International Radio here with Corinne Rayson from the Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Today we're going to talk about conflict. And I'm sure when you hear the word conflict, your ears prick up and you might think, don't like that word. I want to run for the hills. But I've got Daniela with us, a chief stew on a 65 meter. And this is her 9th year in yachting. And she is going to share her insights about conflict. And I'm sure they may be very similar in terms of her previous thoughts around conflict to our listeners. But what we're going to learn is how Daniela moved on from that and how her perception of conflict has changed and why it has changed. Welcome, Daniela.
Thank you, Corinne. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So before you did the, so just to let everyone know, Daniela is doing the advanced leadership course with the Crew Coach, and her standout module so far has been the conflict module. So we're going to find out why. But before we do, Daniela, what was your first thought when you, or when you generally hear the word conflict? How do you respond to it?
My first response would be avoid at all costs. I don't want to get involved in it. I don't want to have to deal with it. But unfortunately, in the position that I am in, you can't just run away from it. It has to be dealt with. And people expect you to deal with it as well.
Okay. So what were you hoping to gain from the conflict module? Was it to be able to handle conflict with confidence or learning specific skills and strategies to manage it? What were you after?
It was probably everything that you just mentioned, because it was something that I've tried to avoid it, and I didn't actually know how I was dealing with it. And in a feedback form that I had received, it just lightly touched on what conflict management could be worked on. So I started just being aware of it and became interested in this module. And as we were going through the module and looking at the tools that could help us deal with it a little bit better, as well as doing the little assessments, it gave me a much bigger insight into it and how complex it actually is and how useful these tools can be just to deal with it a little bit better. And you realize that it can be a lot easier. You just got to practice it a little bit, and it will take time, but it does give. I also just got a little bit more confidence into dealing with it, because I wouldn't have even know where to start.
Let's reflect back on the content. There were videos there that you had to observe, analyze, and write assess on. So that frames conflict in a different light, because I think we forget what the underlying causes of conflict, and we just respond to what we see at the top.
So probably just analyzing where the conflict is coming from, because it might not even be anything work related. It could be something happening at home, and it's just their way of dealing with it or reacting to it. So I think approaching and maybe just asking some questions just to get a bit of insight into where it might be coming from before being able to respond to it.
That's really very interesting, because I think the common reaction is that it's a personal attack on me. How dare they? And then it becomes emotionally explosive. Then we forget to listen actively and really understand, as you said, what the underlying causes of conflict are. I'm curious to know, how have you applied your learning so far, and have you seen a change within your team, a change within your leadership, and how people respond to you?
Well, just by kind of having these tools and realizing them, I think you unconsciously start using them, and before you realize it, you realize that you have been putting these into practice. And I think in some ways, I can see maybe there might have been times where I might have diverted some conflict by the way I've approached some instances on board, possibly. Even the reactions from the crew, by the way I'm possibly dealing with them or dealing with things, you can see their reaction is a little bit different and a little bit more positive. So it kind of, it's sharing how you are feeling, but keeping the other person's interest at heart as well. So you're also taking into consideration how they are feeling while dealing with it. So it doesn't actually end up reaching a conflict situation. You're putting the fire out before it's even starting.
Interesting. And how does that make you feel, knowing that you've been able to achieve this?
Amazing. It's given me the confidence to keep going and to keep improving. Yeah. So just also getting that feedback from the team and see if they are feel more comfortable with the way I'm dealing with things as well. So showing a little bit of vulnerability to the team so they can see that you're trying as well to improve your leadership and to improve the environment in the team. So I think it's just a little confidence boost to continue.
Excellent. I'm so, so pleased for you. And in terms of this course, you have to have 2 years experience in a head of department role. And you're now in the industry for 9 years. How long have you been a chief stew for?
This is my third year as a chief stew.
Third year as a chief stew. What was there a defining moment where you decided, I think I need to do a leadership course?
I just felt because I've been on this vessel for a while, for a few years, and I've kind of worked my way up on here. So I haven't had, and I've only been in a couple of boats before. So I haven't worked with too many different leaders in the yachting industry. So I felt that I just wanted to improve those skills. And because I've been on a vessel for quite a few years, you just kind of want a new insight and to also just interact with a few other inspiring leaders just to get some new ideas and just refresh my knowledge and also bring hopefully a breath of fresh air into my team.
That's so nice. So last question for you. This is a leadership course for Super Yacht Crew. Can you use what you've learned land-based?
Absolutely. A few people have asked me about the course and they said, is it just for yachties? And I said, well, it's offered to yachties, but I think that this course can be used on land, definitely. There's no module that's just specific to the yachting industry. I think it's relevant all around. I can definitely use all these tools on land and in my everyday, in my everyday life, really.
Daniela, thank you so much for your time and sharing your insights and learnings. I'm sure it will inspire our fellow listeners, but also get them to start thinking about conflict and maybe having the confidence to learn some conflict management skills. So thank you again.
No, thank you, Corinne. Thank you for offering such a great course as well. I find this course incredibly interactive and completely relevant and reflective as well. So it's not just someone standing in front of a projector and just telling you how to be a good leader. It's actually yourself and how you can improve and how you deal with things that I think this sets it apart from other leadership courses that I've looked into doing. So, thank you very much for offering this amazing course as well.
Oh, my pleasure. And it's interesting because something's come up for me because I had a student that did their interview, I think for this intake actually, and then she went with another training provider, reason being this is an expensive course and she didn't think that it was going to pay for it. But now she's come back and she's realized she's not really applying what she's learned. And she really wants to be able to facilitate workshops with her team as well. It's a passion of hers. And she doesn't have the skill set to be able to do so. In terms of the cost of the course and making that decision, how were you able to arrive at the decision to make such a big investment in yourself?
Because I just think it is just so important. It's number one, it's how you value yourself and what you want to bring. and how you want to lead a team, I think it's mostly for yourself. But if you can, and I start again. So I'm making more work for you editing this. In terms of the cost of the course, it can be expensive, but I think it's worth it from what I've learned and the amount of time that you spend on it and all the coaching calls and the interaction that you have with other leaders, and you can bounce ideas off each other. And then you're also networking as well. And after this course, you've got people that you can be in contact with. And if maybe you're stuck with something as a leader, they can definitely resonate with you and they can help you out and vice versa. So I think investment in yourself is just very important anyway. And to be a better leader, it's only for yourself. And if you can inspire a team to do the same, I think that investment goes so much further. You can kind of leave a legacy behind, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. It has a ripple effect, doesn't it? Especially if you're not going to stay in the industry forever. Amazing to know that you have touched, you know, your fellow team's lives and given them a taste of what inspirational, transformational leadership actually looks like. And they've got something to strive towards. I think, you know, we've all experienced toxic or poor leadership, and it's so disheartening. And if we want to make our industry a better place, then I think that's the first place to start, is with yourself.
Absolutely. Especially, I think, in the yachting industry, because it is different than land-based environments, because it's sometimes, I think we all know it can be very toxic, but the management is, there's some people in high positions that just don't have the experience, or they just get their tickets and they can drive a boat, for instance, or they've been on board for a long time. So they've just worked their way up to a position.
Daniela, thanks again for your time. And I look forward to wrapping up the course with you. We've only got a few weeks left. We've spent almost 3 months together. And as you said, what a beautiful community that we've created within this leadership course. So thank you so much again.
Thank you so much, Corinne.